It had 60 saw, so that status quo of 60 saw continued. But now it has 30 saw. So what should we say? Only this morning, it became hostile. Because that doesn't happen. There is no such transition from 60 saw to 30 saw in 1 second at 6 o'clock this morning. It couldn't happen. Because a mikveh naturally keeps some leaking water. All the time, all mikvehs keep on leaking water. So it's a gradual process. So the transition from 60 saw to 30 saw did not take place in one moment. It has taken place over the course of time. So mainly we cannot say, so if it had been possible, when can we apply the Chazoke if it's possible to say the original status quo continued? Until when? Now it changed. Until now, it just changed today. But we cannot say that it just changed today because it's a gradual thing. So mimele, we cannot rely on that chazok. Masha'im came, Gabi Pgimen Isaki. The Pgimen Isaki takes place in the course of a split second. It's not a gradual process. So mimele, we rely on the Cheskas Bodo Gobe Saki. We know before the Shrite, it was a perfect Saki without any notches. Now it has notches. So we should say that state of perfect Saki without notches continue. Until when? Until after the Shrite. So mimele, that's the first thing. The second Teretz is, the Hoche Taimim Shum De'etzem Bader Peyim. The Shum De'etzem Bader Peyim. V'chiteime Hosom Name Vaday Tovo, Ki Do'om HaHoche Gabetor Lo Lo Idome, Dimashe Nisasik Meise Amin HaKach, Eise Eise Vaday Tovo, Dimistomen Meise Minshe Nisasik Bo, Avu Hosom Masha Yechleim HaVaday Tovo, Harei B'mikve Chosa Tovo, Ve'eze Tvile. So in other words, the reason as to why here, Rav Chisde is mati here, even though he didn't handle atzomeis, because there is something to which to attribute the pgam. That's a mafrekes. Mashenke, by mikveh, if we find the chitze on the roof of the person who was staying there, so you cannot say you have no circumstance to which it is reasonably attributable. There, here, Gabi Sakin, there is a circumstance to which it is reasonably attributable. Mashein came by mikveh, so there is no circumstance to which it is reasonably attributable. Or a circumstance of etta to which it is reasonable. Ve'edish leima, a third teretz, the mali is yalit reis and misaki mali is yalit reis and bebeinu. And while kocho choche koma, sakim yisroye peiru shvike svike svike tuve, sheme beetzem nivgimo, vafilu beir nivgimo, sheme oi nishchata simoni kneget abgime, vihabi kisof tzvetzvi. So the third teretz, in case he says, no, over the, here, Rav Chisde is matir, if he didn't tend blats on this, because there is a svexvik. First of all, there is a possibility that the Sakin was nifgam by its collision with the Etzem Afrekes after the Shrit of this morning. Assuming that it was nifgam in the air before the Shrit of this morning, so it's possible that the Simonim did not collide with the notch, because if the Sakin is quite big, so it doesn't mean that when he was sheichet the behemoth, that every spot in the sacking came in contact with the simoni, because just at one point, just here, there is a notch, there is a dam. But this part of the sacking did not necessarily have to come in contact with the simoni. Maybe the other, the perfect edge of the sacking is so came in contact. So it's another song. So that's now, so the Taz is Masik and Ramor. he says, and on the end on the Agud. What does the Agud say? That if the Sheikh had Kabbalah, so then we're not matters in Machaya. Because we say now, he had the status quo of the Boki B'Kashmir. Now we know he's ignorant in B'Kashmir. The question is, when did he become ignorant? Did he become ignorant only now, today? He became ignorant of B'Kashmir. But at the time, he was sheikhed in the course of the last 5 years. So he still knew B'Kashmir, but today, he's ignorant. Or he forgot B'Kashmir at the very beginning, some melee, or all the behemoths that he was sheikhed in a state of ignorance. So the Agude, the Ramor, they say that we are my need and the Cheskas, indeed the Pties of the Sheikh. Since 5 years ago, he knew Ilcheshchit perfectly well. There wasn't a question that he didn't know how to answer. So all the time that he was sheikhed, he knew Ilcheshchit. Now he's an Amoretz, he doesn't know Ilcheshchit. So only now he became an Amoretz. This is what the Agude and the Tase. This is what the Agude and the Tase. I mean, this is how the Agude and the Ramos. So the Tase is no. Now let's analyze the Ramos Psak in light of the three Terutzim of Tesis. Of the three Terutzim of Tesis. Now, Teitzveh says Sikashe against Rav Chisde. Why is Rav Chisde Teilo Leheter? Nimtzopomo. Why is it? So, what, and how is it that by Mikveh we are not Teilo Leheter? So the first Teretz is, by Mikveh we cannot be Teilo Leheter, and you cannot be minded on the Cheska Shleim of the Mikveh, because it's a gradual thing. So, in other words, when can we be Teilo Leheter? Only when it's an instantaneous, the transition. The transition is instantaneous. But then we can be Teilo Leheter. But where the transition is gradual, we cannot be Teilo Leheter. So the Tas says, here, one does not forget, it's not a sudden thing. The transition from Pkias, from knowledge to ignorance, is a gradual thing. You don't forget in one moment. You get up one morning, you forget everything. So in other words, until that morning, you knew Kol HaTorah Kuleh, and then, that morning, so you forget everything. It's not like, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen psychologically. In psychologically, the Tas says it happens in Tazveini Yehim Yomayim Azveko. So first you forget one thing, then you forget the second thing. First you forget one little detail, a very unimportant detail. Then you forget another unimportant detail, but not as unimportant as the first detail. And then you begin to forget an important detail, and then you forget. Then you begin to forget the basic things. It's a gradual thing, so it's like mikveh. So we cannot say he has a cheskas pkias, but now he's an amoretz. He became an amoretz today. One does not become an amoretz today. The transition from pkias to amoratzias is not an instantaneous thing. It's a gradual. So from the point of view of the first teretz, so the psak of the Ramor is not sound. Now let's analyze it from the point of view of the second teretz. The second teretz is that because over here Rav Chisde is Teilo Leheter, because there is a circumstance of heter to which it is reasonably attributable. In other words, that's omis or that's mafrekis. So here, if we could say, let's say, so in other words, the Taz doesn't say it, but let's say, it would happen that Sheikhet, let's say, had a sickness only lately, let's say, the last week, he had a sickness, so he sank in a coma, let's say, a month ago. And the question is, oh, and now he doesn't know a thing. So then we certainly could say from the point of view of the second Teretz Yichon, that in the course of the Shchita before he had that sickness, so he still knew Hilchas Shchita. But when did he forget everything? Only now, because there is a special circumstance to which it is, this oblivion is reasonably attributable. But that Sheikhet has been in a state of health, in the same state of health all the time. There is no reason as to why we should say that everything that he forgot last day. So Mimele, from the point of view of the second Loshen in Teisves, so it should be Osea, so it should be Mat. Oh, the only argument that could be raised in favor of the Ramos Psak is the third Teretz of Teisves. Because the third Teretz of Teisves says that the reason is why Rafizdeh, is Matelet and is Tele in the Etzem Afrekes is because of Svexvig. First of all, maybe it was Nivgam in the Etzem Afrekes, assuming that it was Nivgam Neyob Isashrite, maybe the Bgam didn't even touch the Simonim, and the Simonim touched only the major part of the edge of the sacking that has no pgam, as Vexvike. So here too. So in other words, first of all, maybe he forgot the basic things of Shchite on the last day. Assuming that he forgot the basic things of Hilchas Shchite the first day after the test that was given to him 5 years ago. So maybe he still was shechet properly, because even if you don't know Hilchas Shchita, you can still shechet properly. So it's his vexing. So he says, Enochaname, according to the third Teretz in Teisves, the psak of the Ramo is sound. But we have to say that the third Teretz of Teisves is only shayach alim in Rav Chisda's own shite. Because Rav Chisda's own shite is that even if he didn't handle atzomis, so we are still Taylor Heter. And we attribute it to the Etzem Afrekes. But we don't pass like Rav Chisda in everything. We pass like Rav Chisda only in regard to the case where he handled that Tzomis. So, but in the case where he didn't handle that Tzomis, then we don't attribute it to the Etzem Afrekes. Why? Because why is there a difference, according to our psak, between the case? Now, Ravune is matriv even if he handled that Tzomis. Rav Chisda is machshir even if he didn't tell much on this. We pasken like Rav Gune in the case where he didn't tell much on this, and like Rav Chisda in the case where he had much on this. What's the story of our psak and more paskens like that? The answer is because in the case where he handled that on this, then there is a special circumstance to which this gam is very reasonably attributed. That Tzomis, after all, how that Tzomis? He kept on, after the Shchita, he kept on banging with that Tzakim and how that Tzomis. So that is like a circumstantial evidence. I mean, it is a circumstance that to which the Pgam is very reasonably attributed. Mashenkin, if he didn't handle that Tzomis, so, but what did he handle? That's Mafrekes. So the Eyo Bisa Shchita is just as conducive to Ibgam as the Etzem Afrekes. So, Memele, so in other words, but, so apparently, only Rav Chisda himself relies on Svexveike. But we who passed like Ravune in the case where he didn't handle Atzomeis, so we don't accept the Svore of Svexveike. We don't accept this war, so I say, why not? It's not a question. But it definitely follows that according to our psak, we don't rely on this war of Svexveike. Teisves says it to explain Rav Chisda himself, but to explain our psak, So then we have to accept either the first Eretz of Teitzves or the second Eretz of Teitzves. So Mimele is chilek on the psak of the Ramon. And he passes that if his sheichet was tested and he was found out to be ignorant of Hilchas Shchita, even though a year ago he was tested and he answered all questions, so then we have to be matrev l'mafreya. All the bosor and amin and the kelim and everything. Now, the Nekudis HaKesef, now, all the poskim agree with the Pesach drama. Actually, the Taz is a yochit. Even the Gdelim, I mean, the flesh generation, like Rabbi Yitzchok Hanon, so even he is not cheshish for the shite of the Taz. Now, the Nekudis HaKesef, the Shach, is masik on the Taz. And he agrees with the Pesach of the Ramo, which is really the Pesach of the Agudim. So he says that first of all, he says, in regard, what does the Taz say? He analyzes the three Terutzim of Teisves. He analyzes the Ramo's din in light of the three Terutzim of Teisves. So first of all, the first premise by the Taz is that from the point of view of the first Eretz and Teisves, so the Psak of the Ramo is unsound. Why? Because according to the first Eretz and Teisves, when can we be mach teile leheter and rely on the Chazoke? Only when the transition is an instantaneous thing, not when it's a gradual thing. So, and here it is a gradual thing. Here it is a gradual thing. So the Nukleus HaKesef says, Now, the Taz, the Shach in Nekudas HaKesef is Masik on the Taz, and also the Tshuves Bach. Now, the Taz was the son-in-law of the Bach, but Tshuves Bach, Simen Aleph, discusses this question, and he is Chilek on the Taz. The Bach is Chilek on the Taz, and he agrees, Tshuves Bach, Simen Aleph, he agrees with Ramon. Now, so this argument is mentioned by the Bach. In other words, the Taz says that from the point of view of the first Eretz and Teisves. So here it's a shochach v'asoye. It's a gradual process. So he says that it all depends. The Bach says it all depends. He says, it all depends what kind of a sheichet is. He says, if it is a sheichet who has a good zikon, if the sheichet has a good zikon, good memory, and then And if we forget something, so then it is an instantaneous thing. I mean, when I say instantaneous, don't take me literally. It doesn't mean instantaneous happens in 1 second. I mean, but in a relatively short time. So if the sheikhet has a very poor memory, so then it's natural for such a sheikhet, like any person who has a very poor retentive memory, so then if he learns something, so the moment he learns, he begins to forget. So then it's a gradual thing. But if the person happens to have a wonderful memory, a very good retentive memory, so when such a person forgets, then it's an instantaneous thing. Because if he has a good memory, a good retentive memory, so then he doesn't forget so quickly. But if he does forget, so because of certain problems he had in his life, so he was very upset, so mainly he forgets. But it's not something that takes place all the time. If he has a poor memory, so then he must keep on rehearsing every day. And if not, he'll forget it. Because a person who has a poor retentive memory, so the process of forgetting is a gradual thing. It begins the moment you acquire the knowledge of it. But if you have a good memory, so then the forgetting is not a gradual process. But it happens instantaneously, in a relatively very short time. So this is how the Tshuvas Bach says that from the point of view of the first Eretz in Teisves, so here we could rely on the Chazokim. The Chola Poches, in case the Sheikhet was then would have to find out whether the Sheikhet has a very poor memory or he has a good memory. That's the argument of the Bach. Now, the Tad, the Shach and Nikudas HaKesed. Now, in regard to the Taz allegation, now then, he also says, the Bach, now, what does the Taz say, that from the point of view of the second Eretz thesis of all, that when is he's the tailor letter, only when there is a circumstance to which it is reasonably attributed. And that circumstance is later on. Let's say he handled that summons. So and that took place after he was Sheikhet the Simonim, Sheikhet Simonim. So the Taz says, but here you cannot say that the latest time, the recent time, that it is more reasonably attributable to the recent time than to the remote time, because a person keeps on forgetting all the time. So it is just as likely, he is just as likely to have forgotten it in the remote time, the first day after the test was given to him a year ago, than as it is likely to forget today. So in other words, so the Taz allegation is that the recent time is not, that the forgetting is not more attributable to the recent time than to the remote time. So the Bach says, it is more reasonably attributable to the recent time than to the remote time. Because if a person does not want to forget, and if he wants to remember, then, but he'll still forget. Because that's a natural thing. But it's more natural for a person first to forget the most unimportant details, and then to forget the more important details, and then to forget the basic things. So in other words, the forgetting of details will not affect the shrink. Because suppose you forget one minute detail what aloha is. So it will not affect the shrite, because in the average shrite, so such problems don't arise, you see. But what arises in the average shrite? In the average shrite, the fundamental things, what she is, what Hossi is, what Chlodi is, what Tiko is, these are the things that are relevant in the average shrite. These are the fundamental things. And when a person does forget, so first he forgets in the remote time, he forgets the unimportant details. And the basic things, he certainly forgot in the most recent time. So the recent time is in other words, the forgetting of the basic things is more attributable to the recent time. And as far as the details are concerned, that will not affect the shrite anyway. You see. In other words, suppose he'll forget the halacha, what if, let's say, an Akum and the Yisrael together shech. This is not the basic things. So if he forgot that, it will not affect the shrite. So the basic things, a person forgets at the end, not at the very beginning. So Memele, the Bach says that from the point of view, so two things the Bach says. First of all, from the point of view of the first teretz of Teisves, so the Psak of the Ramo is sound. Then from the point of view of the second teretz of Teisves of Rum, it's sound. Now the Shach argues with the Taz on the third teretz. Because after all, he says, the Taz says, the Ramos Psak makes sense from the point of view of the third Teretz, so it makes sense. But the third Teretz of Teisves is only Shayach Alibe Rafchizde himself, not according to us. So he says, no, that from the point of view of the third Teretz of Teisves, that is Shayach even according to us. True, but then the question arises, Monefshach, if the reason is why, here, so we are machshir, all the behemoths and all the kelim, is because of Svek-Svek-E, first, maybe he forgot only today, at the end. Assuming that he forgot the first day after the last test was given to him, maybe he was shechit properly anyway, without knowing the Ilcha Shrite. So, because of Svek-Svek-E, so then the question arises, so why do we paskun that if he didn't handle atzomeis, so then we have to matriv the behemo. But there is a Svek-Svek-E, maybe it was nivgam, that's mafrekes, and assuming that it was nivgam in the ei of Bisa Shrite, maybe the pgam didn't even collide with the simonim. So the reason as to why we don't pass like Chafiz in the case where he didn't handle atzomeis is because in that case the second sofik is not the sofik ashok. In order to be a good svek-sveike, so both svekes by itself must be sofik ashok. But if one of the svekes is not a sofik ashok, so then it's not a svek-svek. So in other words, most of the time, when a sakin has it come, and you shecht it, so every spot of the sakin comes in contact with someone. Because after all, you have to use it derech hiloche v'avoye, like this. So mele, it's more likely, once we assume that the sakin was nipgam through the eobis ha-shrite, then it's korevli vadai. Once we assume that the sakin was nipgam the eobis ha-shrite, so it's korevli vadai that the pgam touched this one. There is a possibility. So because of that, Rav Chisda is matter. But we don't pass like Rav Chisda in that. Why? Because the second sofik So the two alternatives in the second Sofit are not equal. You see, there is no parity between the two alternatives in the second Sofit. So there is parity in the two alternatives in the first Sofit, but in the second Sofit, there is no parity between the two alternates. So that Mashenkin here in this case, so even according to our Psak, so there is parity between the two alternatives in the second Sofik. So Mimele, we can certainly rely on Svetzvik. Then the Nikudes HaKesef is Masik on the Taz, and he says that not only will the Agudas Din be correct according to the way we pass, in other words, we pass like Chafizde in the case where he handled Atzomis, but even according to Ravuna himself, who is Matriv, even in a case where he was handling Atzomis, had Atzomis after Shrite, so he's still Cheshesh, maybe it was Pogu before the Shrite, and he's not Hele on the reason, on the reasonably attributable circumstance, but here he would be masking Ravuna himself with the Psak of the Ramon. Why? He says, because here, when does Ravuna say that we cannot rely even on the reasonably attributable circumstance of Atzomeis? In that case, where we do, because over there is no hope. There is no hope. But here there is a hope. There is a hope as against the chazoke of Rov Mitz, as against the chazoke of Behemo Bechayer, Bechazkasisa Remedes, there is a hope. Rov Mitzuyin is to Shchit and Mumchinei. So what does it mean? That whoever undertakes to Shech knows El Cheshchit. So from the point of view of that Rov, that Sheikhet for 5 years, he undertook to Shecht. He was Sheikhet every day for 5 years. In other words, if he didn't know El Cheshchit, and now the Sheikhet himself, we assume knew whether he knew El Cheshchit or not. Because the person himself is in a position to know what he remembers and what he doesn't remember. We don't know, but he knew. So if he undertook in the course of 5 years to Shecht, so from the point of view of the Rov, we should say that he still remembered. Now he doesn't know. So now he forgot. So in such a case, even Ravune would agree with the Psak of the Ramon. And then he says, and then the Nekudes HaKesef is disposed towards the Psak that even, in other words, that would be contrary to the Rashbos, because he doesn't pass him. He doesn't pass Remaise that way, but he says, Vikorev, he says, Vikorev Leima, Dafil Loimot al Kabole Machshira Agude. In other words, the Agude, of course, the Rashbo says, Bifirish the contrary, that if he didn't take Kabole, if he never took Kabole, so then we are Matrim. But the Shach says that according to the Agudas Lomdes, so even if he never took a bole, it would also be muter. Why? Because of Rov Mitzuyin Itzel Shrite Mumchini. Okay, right. Now, you should go over the Mechaber and Ramo up to the end, and then go over in the Taz, up to Siv Zayin in the Taz. You have to, anyone who will not be here at the Minyan and who will not be here at the second Seder cannot attend the Shiur. And that applies to both Shiur. If one is not at the Minyan here, he should not come into the Shiur. And I will not admit him. Unless he explains it and he is excused. Otherwise, I will not admit him to the Shiur. And everyone has to be here at the Minyan.
Bye-bye.
Over the whole scene in Mechaber Ramo, and we'll go with it to the Shach. Now we have to Siv Beis. אין צורך שידע כל חילוקי הדינים, אלו אם אמר על דובו זה או ניסי מסתפק בשאיר, כפינן וישפר ידע, עד שאימר לא סמוד, על דתי מוזמן שינתים לטור. In other words, it doesn't mean that in order to be allowed to shecht, he must be such a boki, I mean, that there won't be any detail, any shaila that he won't be able to answer. I mean, then he wouldn't have any shocht. But it means, in other words, he has to know the basic things, and he has to know enough of the detail, not the basic things, that whenever there is a shaila, he would know it's a shaila. You know, sometimes if he knows the basic, but the details, he's so unfamiliar with the details that he won't even know whether you have to look into Shulchan Aruch, I mean, to pass on it. So then he's not considered Yedeil Cheshchite. But if he knows the basic things, in other words, he knows the five things that are mafsi the Shchite, and he knows enough of the detail of the protein, so that whenever there is any question, he'll know it's a question. So then he can be a sheikh. In tzor sheyeda kol chaluki adinim elim al dovozeh oyisim istapik v'sheyo krine v'shap yedeya sheim al osamud. ובית כנסי בדיני הלכה שחיתה, שנסבורו לכמון ריש סימן חופגים, ובדין בדיקס הסקי, ובדין בדיקס הסימונים, לאחה שחיתה. So when he's tested, he only has to be tested. He only has to be tested in the relevant dinim. Certain shailas are not relevant. It rarely arises such a situation, but let's say the five things that are mafsi and b'dikas ha'simonim, you know, b'dikas ha'sakim, this is something that is relevant in every shechita. So these things he must be tested. V'im shochat v'lesek kamon l'mivdike mikomokei yivdiku b'simonim im nishchat ruba d'cholma d'efsha l'mivdak b'adkina. Why? Because even though we rely on Gosarov, we rely on Rov, but Efshalivare is Mivarin. We hold the Bimkeme Shalinoa Gulitil Kabole. Our Bimkeme Shenea Gilitil Kabole came in Ashkenaz, Vanim Shochin Achreem, Enea Gin Livdik Achov Klau, Koshin is Boya. In other words, since there is a Takone that was instituted, I mean, Mishon Kadmini. That no one should be allowed to shecht unless he has Kabbalah. Now, so if he shows the Kabbalah, so I mean that in itself is a raya that he was tested. I mean, the one who gave him Kabbalah wouldn't have given him Kabbalah if he didn't test him and made sure that he knows the Shechit. Mi sheyedim bei sheyidei l'cheshchite. אבל שוחד לפנינו דלת והיפועם עם שחיתו ההגונה הוא רויו ושוחד החקן בין אלוין עצמי שחיתו סיפסו. In other words, if we know that someone doesn't know לך שחיתה, even though we observed him a number of times and he was שחית properly, but we can't rely on him because if he doesn't know לך שחיתה, so sometimes something might happen that will be מפסיד שחיתה and he will not be cognizant of it. אפילו שואלי, או סיסו כך וכך, אם תחשו עושי נראה ששוחד קרוב, אין לי סמיך עליו. ואפילו אומר, בור לי ששוחדתי יופי. Why? Because מילסה דלאב, עדיין תלו רמי. A person can only be trusted with something if at the time of the observation he was alerted to it. Now, if he doesn't know Hilcha Shechita, so to him, yes Shiye, no Shiye, yes Drose, no Drose, it has no significance. So how can he remember accurately if he was at the time of the Shechita, he wasn't on guard, you know, to make sure that certain things, that the Shechita is on that way. So even if he says, I did not
cut the simon in the way I cut an orange. But it's no lie, not that we accuse him of lying. He might in good faith think so, that it wasn't the eraser when actually he was there. ומי שדרכי לישראל ואונו יעידים שנמורזק ושוחד ואומר בורר לי שלי נסלפתי נאמון מאחר שידי וחשריתי יסי but that's only in respect to certain halochas but when it's a question of his nature now let's say if a sheikhet, you know, becomes nisalev, he becomes faint, very faint, at the time of the shchite. So then the shchite can become possible because the shchite was not done. If he becomes very faint, so then the shchite is not done with Kiyah Gavre. If he becomes very faint. So Mimele, even if he has a habit many times of becoming Nisalev, of becoming very faint, but if he says he was Sheikh Ibn Levin Atzme, and he said, I didn't become faint, so then he's trusted because this is not something that you have to be on the alert to observe it. Whether he was made the loch voy or not, this is an observation that requires alertness. But whether he fainted or not doesn't require the observation of as to whether he was faint or not doesn't require any alertness. So mainly is them. Mishiyed beishin yedei lechashrite yechelin liten lei. Lishchet im acher emid al gabo uvilvad sheyirei se mitchila shchito atzeyu. So if we know that he doesn't know ilcha shchite, so then we can still give him the behemet to shech. If acherim zind al gabo and they watch very carefully and they observe the whole act of the shchit. ויש מחמירים ואיסחים ליטלי לכתחילה לשחית מאחר שהם ידי הלכה שחיתה. Why do they say that we should also לכתחילה? Because even though the אחרים, you know, sometimes a person intends to observe all the time, but many times, even though he's determined to observe the action of another person all the time, so for a moment, he might move away his eyes, you know, absent-mindedly. He might move away his eyes to the side. Let's say there is a certain distraction, let's say, in the side. So he'll turn away his eyes, and that moment, when he turns away his eyes, he will not be watching how the sheikhet is sheikhet. And in that second, when he turns away his eyes because of a certain distraction, there might be a toss. So Mimele, Lichatchile, we are not allowed to let someone who doesn't know Ilcha Shechita to Shech, even though there are Acherim who are determined to watch the Shechita all the time, because of the possibility that maybe for a moment he'll turn away his eyes. Imov Tuk Doyo Vitanigelo. Now that's the machleket between Rabbi Yude and Rav Chanina Bnei Shor Rabbi Yisi Aglili. So we had it in the tour. So, in other words, so according to Rabbi Yude, it's Osea, and according to Rabbi Chanina, it's Muta. And as the Gemara says, the Gemara in Chum, the Gemara in Elimitzies, in Bomitzie, so if it was found by Ashkosh and Bishuk, so then everybody is made that it's Osea. If it was found by Bais, so then everybody is made that it's muter. The machleket between Rabbi Yude who says it's osir and Rabbi Chanina who says it's muter is in regard to the case where it is found bi ashpo shebibayis or bishuk, not bi ashpo shebishuk. Now, so all the Rishonim accept the Rambam Paschal like Rav Hanina, we call it. And the Rambam Paschal is like Rav Yehuda, the Chumash. He moved to Doyum Tanigelov, Oishenigdevu, Motsu Shchutim, Korou, Vimokim Sharev, Yisroel, Mitzuyim, Vigam, Reiv Gam, Vyuhir, Yisraelim. I mean, this is the Gemara in Gidanoshe, Reiv Gam, Yisrael. So that became an expression. And many people really think that this is what the Gemara means, that most of the Ganovim in every place are Jews. It's not so. What the Gemara says, Reiv Gam Yisrael, the Gemara mentions that in the case, in a city where Reiv Ganovim are Jews, so in such a case, if it was found, so it's mutar because who was the Ganev? A Jew, and the Jew is Kosher Yisrael. But if Reiv Ganovim, or Mechza Ganovim, are non-Jews, so maybe it's not Muteret Bachile, because of the possibility that the Goy was Sheikhet. So the Gamreiv Gam Be'Yuhiyah, the Gamreiv gave Gam Be'Yuhiyah Yisraeli, is Mutor. Bein Shemotzom Bishuk, Bein Shemotzom Da'ashpa Shebebayit. So that was like Rav Hanina. Avol in Motzom, Bi'ashpa Shebishuk, So you see that even though usually the Mechaber follows the Psak HaRambam, but here he doesn't follow the Psak HaRambam. Why? Because all the other Rishonim pass like Rav Hanina, and the reason is why all the other Rishonim pass like Rav Hanina is because the Gemara discusses Rav Hanina's view in great detail. So that's a raya. Then the halacha is like Rav Hanina. So the Mechaber is in the Mechishish for the Shinas Rambam. Alright. Chereshin Shemeya Vinimidad. We say, the Haile Shehu Yeitze Yechidi Balayu. Oy Mikara Ksuse. Oy Lon Bibes Akvore. Oy Miabit Mashe Meitnoe. Afilu Bachas Meilu. Y Meitze Yisom Derech Shtut. So that is the Morin Chagige. Yzeu Sheite Amar Mikrashe Meitnoe. Mikara Ksuse. Long may be sacred. So the Shittas Rambam means, but it seems that they are the same machilik of the Rambam. But the Shittas Rambam means that Sheitel Devarayat has a bit of the Sheitel of Halakirko. In other words, so according to the Rambam, when the Gemara says that Hamabit Mashanit to a Mikaratsuse won't be that worried, so it doesn't mean that way. It means if he's a Shaitel daughter, so it can be something else. But from other Rishonim, it appears that Shaitel the Barach was not a Vidin of a Shaitel. But these things are reflective of the total disturbance of the mind. In other words, if he because he has to ponder over something. And he wants to consider it in a place where no one is around. So he's still not a Sheite. As queer as it might appear, he's not a Sheite. But if it's not for any specific reason, so then he's a Sheite. So according to the Rambam, because the Sheite Dovarechot has a bit of a Sheite. Those who say that the Sheite Dovarechot is it was not a Redin of a Sheite. So the whole these things are different because these abnormalities are reflective of a general abnormality, you see. So, but if someone is a Sheite of the Berechot, so then according to the Rambam he is a Redin of a Sheite, and according to some other Rishonim he does not a Redin of a Sheite. That was the problem in the Pliva Get, I mean, that was in which the Nidbihude, I mean, and all the daily soil were involved, a certain person who had the persecution complex, and he just had one Mishugas, that certain people are trying to kill him, I mean, but in everything else, he was totally normal. And he gave a get, and then that's the Kliva get. So that was the question, whether his get was a get, or his get wasn't a get. Now, v'koten she'in yedeya le'amin yodof lishchei, e'meischin lohem lishchei lechatchile, afilo acherim eimdim al gabei, v'imshochtu shchitoson k'sheiro, im acherim eimdim al gabei, ve'meischin lohem lechatchile lishchei, כי שאין אחרים אינדים על גבר, אפילו אם רצים להחל לקלות. So that's the sheet of Chabnata, that base. ואם הקוטן ידיע למה יודו, אם אחרים אינדים על גבו, שייך לך תחילה, הוא מוטע לאחר משחיתוס, אבל אם שוחד בין לבין עצמי, שחיתוס יפסולו, אף על פי שידיע לך שחיתי. די לך שחיתי. Why? Because of the possibility that he wasn't sheicheid properly. Umikre kotnu in zeh achen ase bar mitzi. Da haida ben yikimu shinshonim yimecho. Vyeish machmirim shalom mitin kabole li mishu upoches ben yitchoy shonim. But that's not really the gemore. That's just a chumre. Di oz gabre bar daasu vyideya lizoy. Vyideya lizoy. חרש המדבר בין נשמיה לא ישרי מפני שאין נשמיה הברוך. So if someone is מדבר, but he cannot hear, so he should not check לכתחילה, because every שחיטה requires a ברוכה. So לכתחילה, you're not allowed to check if you don't couple it with a ברוכה. ואם שוחד, אפילו בינו לנעצמי, שחיטו סקשר. Now, this is in regard to the case of Midaber v'Nishameya. So, even though he can say the broch himself, but there is Alochel, l'chol apoches l'chatchile, that he has to be mashmiya le'ozno, and he is incapable of being mashmiya le'ozno, being mashmiya le'ozno. Suppose he shimeya v'Midaber, he can hear, but he cannot talk. So, im umumche, שייכת אפילו לכתחילה עם אחר מבורך. עם אחר מבורך. That's the sheet is of the Mechaba Pastens. The Mechaba Pastens like the Rosh. I mean, not like the Yerzerua. He's not Cheshish for the sheet of the Yerzerua. Because the Yerzerua is Chelik. In other words, here there is a Chidesh. True, there is a Loche of Shemiya Keine. And there is a Loche of Shemiya Keine even if Yotzo is Meitzi. Because Kol Bnei Yisrael Arim Im Zelazeh. But the Yerzerua says that this can only apply to someone who is capable of saying the broche himself. So we say Shemeya Keine, and even if Yotzo Meitzi, there is ours. Mashenkin, if he's mute and he himself cannot verbalize the broche, so the Mele, we do not say the din of Arvis that he should be able to be meitzi. Somebody else should be able to be meitzi. Only if he's capable of doing it himself, so then somebody else can be meitzi. But if he's not capable of doing it himself, then he cannot be meitzi. That's the sheet of the Yerzerua. But the Rosh sheet is not like that, and Mechaba Paskos like the Rosh. So Hashemeya bin Midabir in Mumche Sheirid Apil Chatchile Imacha Mivon. So he's Yeitze for the halacha of Shemeya Keine, and even if the other one who says the broche is not shechting himself, so we apply the halacha of Arves as well. Shikya sheigia l'shikhusi shalei, that means if he's not conscious of what he's doing, as it is mentioned in connection with leit, lo yoda b'shich v'yuvikumei, so then he has a din of a shei. Dinei kishei. ואם לא יגיע לשיקחוס ישלי, שייכן לכתחילה. ויהי שאימרי, ששיקי אלו ישכן, שרוקי הוא לא ואילי דרוסי. Now, so what does it mean?
the chikel yishreit, and we pass them like that. Chikel yilchatchil is not allowed to share. Now, what is called a shikia? So a shikia, the definition of a shikia is someone who is in a yochel lidaber b'fnei ha-melech. In other words, he doesn't know that before a melech, doesn't mean dafke melech, it means an important person. So you have to talk with tact and with restraint. So if he's so shikia that he's in a yochel lidaber b'fnei ha-melech, so then he's not allowed to shech lechatchil. Sume lo yishrei lechatchil, elim kin achirin reinisi, v'imshochat shchitos ekshir. Orein lo yishrei lechatchil, mipne shen yochel livoy. Im itilu akol cheren, shalo yishrei, elo tabuch yodua, v'imshochat achir, yeish emrim sheshchitosei asur. So the shach, the taz and the shach say, why should I say asur? Because he has a din of the choshvet. In other words, because chomei hatzibur. So the Ramban mishpat achirin says that he mentions the Kriyat Rabbeza Milami Chachirim Mishwo Vyashwo Yechirim. So the Mele is Eber and Isa the Rai says, so the Mele is Shochet. Now, we'll discuss it. I mean, when you go learn the Taz and the Shach, the question is, why should it be Shchitosei Asuro? So he's not Nemo. So Bishleime, according to the Rambam Shite, that not only Mumea, Lithium, Illinibeles, is Beit Kinsakin in Israel, but without the Kinsakin is Choshu, we can understand. But all the other Shane, so they say that only Imumele Isidoko is Choshu. But if he's a mumer and something else, so he's not choshut, so without Beit Sakin, so he can be trusted the Shchite. Now here, he was not even the Iser of Nevele, he was just even the Iser of violating Chome Atzibur. So that's like an Iser of Shui. Now the Mechaber in Nilches Eide says that just as one who is Eiver on his own Shvui is Posleides, so if somebody is Eiver, and Chome Atzibur is also Posleides, because Hachirem is Shvui. But according to all the other Rishenim, why should be Shvito say Asu? Unless we are going to say that these Yeshemrim, after all, he only says Yeshemrim, agree with the Shittes Rambam. But that's, it doesn't seem that all those Rishenim who agree with this Aloche, Shchitosei Asuro, should agree with the Rambam. So it has to be explained. All right. V'im nisbatlo hatakone kol ha-sheichtim b'cheskas kashas. Moi b'rishen. Ha-sheichet b'fnei eidim b'heimo levet kichomet. Uchshebo Yisroel liknis mimeno. Omar lo itikne mimeno. Ki loy shechatit itiyo. Loy shechatit itiyo. In other words, himself the sheichet. Himself said that he didn't check it properly. Ain't in him. Why? Because kiloi shechatetio. So in other words, what does it mean kiloi shechatetio? In other words, he says that he wasn't shechatet altogether. He wasn't sheikhed at all together. So, as the Shach explains it, Heileki sheimit b'dipurei v'ima shalei shoch taklau, eini ne'emon, mishin dehabe mige b'mokemeini, avo im lo yom arelo lo ishachati tiyo, ne'emon b'inyen shiyoch lisak m'dvorov, de'efsha sheshoa o idoras, shekol shen ifshal, v'ishchitei nikru yishchitei. In other words, only if he contradicts the Eidim, because the Eidim
say that they saw how it was shechetet, and he say even Isaac he didn't shechetet. So mainly he has no nemones to contradict the Eidim. So mainly he's not nemon. And since he's not nemon, and what he says he didn't shechetet altogether. So he's not nemon. So we accept the Haggadah of the Eidim that he did shechetet. And once we assume that he shechted, so mainly we have to assume that he shechted properly too. So umiuli didei asur odoshav yanav shechtich v'isur. So in other words, there is aloha that vis-a-vis oneself, a person has nemones even against the Haggadah Seder. So vis-a-vis himself, he is nemon even against the Haggadah Seder. But in relation to anybody else, somebody else, so he has no nemones. Tavoch she'oso simon b'reish ha'keves, ha'shochu, she'inire she'utreifu, v'gamo yo'eimer she'utreifu, v'akein eimer she'koshohoyo, v'liyom ha'kein yalo k'dei, she'lei, she'yitchoi se'i v'yishoyalei, likach m'menu poso, kim she'noso an, Nosana Masla Lidvoro is Nem. Is Nem. So that's the halacha that now the Gemara says Niksuves, of Beis, Gemara says, Hoyisho Shomro Libailot Meyuan. So even though she is Nemenes, Likabi herself, but if after she said Meyoani, she said Teheroani, and she gives an amasla, she explains why before she said Meyoani, she gives a reasonable explanation, so then she's Nemenes. So here too, even though he said that it was a Treifo, and he even put a certain label that it's Treifo, but if he gave a reasonable explanation as to why he said that, he had a good reason. I mean to say that it's treifa. So then his name. Sheichei cheheid olo veidecho cheshochat shaloi keheged. Vihu matkhishe. Vihu matkhishe. So veidechot ba'akho shalaf klumi. Void atzmei muter leechel mikan labo umikol mokein hakil ifi mashe huot. So in other words, this din is mentioned in the Malik. In other words, so because there in Gemara says niksuves ribomes in seite that kol mokein sheimino teiro idecho dareu kishnai. In other words, there are certain things that the Torah was mamin in idechot. For example, by eitzeite, if the Baal was becoming ishtei b'chiyedim, altisteri mishpleini, and then she was nister of b'chiyedim, so she's asur. But suppose an idechot comes and says that he saw that zinso, so then she ain't a sheise b'mayim amorim. And because they day bo, ho yeish boy, after the same very long, so his name. Or by egla ruf, vleneida miiko. But if neida, even if there is an idechot, so then we're not there. Or by mes bailo. So even if an idechot comes and says that mes bailo, she is allowed to get married. So the Gemara says in these three things, by Mezbailo and by Itzeite and by Eglavufo, suppose one eight comes and says that Mezbailo. Then later, another eight comes and says, Loimeis. So she's still allowed to get married. Because Kol Mokim Shidinoteo Idecho, Darika Shnai. So when Idechot came at the very beginning and said that Meis by law, so Bezin was become Lizades, and he has mnemones like two, then when the other Yachot comes and says, Loimeis, was there a Hazeh? So then involves Shalachot Mokim Shtai. And the same thing is true by Seite. And the same thing is true, the same thing is true by Garu. Now, the Ritvo Yivomes, and that is the Rambam Shita also, say that this aloha of Kol Mokim Shinin Otiro Yidechot Arei Kishnayim, so Mimele, if another Yidechot is Makrish, so we say in Dvorov Shalechot Mokim Shinayim, this aloha applies only to Mezbailo, to Seite, and to Egla Arufe, because all these three things are in Yonim that require Tuim. Now, so we understand very well as to why Mezbailo and the Tzeite require Tuim, because there is Aloche of Endomo Shebeal Pachnishnayim. Why should the Glarufi, Miikra Nidine, if not for the special Zerzakosu, require Tuim? So that is not Mivuah. But the Ritva says it, and the Rambam Shit is also like that. That the aloha of Kol Mokim Shinin Otiro Yidechot Arei Kishnayim applies only to these three. The Gemara mentions that in respect to these three, because these three are in Yonim that require two Eidim, and still the Torah says that an Yidechot is Nemon. So obviously the Kavonis HaTorah was that an Yidechot has Nemonis of two, because after all, it requires two in Domo Shebeavo Pochet Mishnayim. So, and the Torah says the Nidechot is Nemon. So that means that the Nidechot is Nemones of two. So Mimele, if another Nidechot comes later on and is Makrish, he has no Nemones. Masha'im came by Nidechot Nemisum, where there is no Aloche of Beidis. So Mimele, the Nemones is only a Nemones of one. So if another Idechot comes later on in this Makrish, he is just as Nemon as the first one. That's the Shita of the Ritvo and the Rambam. But the Marik is Chelik. And the Marik, and this din is the din of the Marik. The Marik Shita is that the Halocha of Kol Mokim Shinin Otiro Yidechot Arei Kishnayim applies not only to Eseite and the Glarufe and Mezbailo, but it applies even to Idechot and Miswa. So the Mele, the Marik says, Sheikh and Sheikh Ovid, Idech, She Shochat Shel Rikihayen, Vehu Makhishe. So Idechot Bat Hoshe Lavklu, in other words, because he said that he was Sheikh at Pabla. And he said it before the Idechot. Because even if he didn't say it, the fact that he shechts and he gives it to us, that itself is a silent testimony. Because if he shechet, if you give it, behave it to shechet. And he shechts it. And then he gives it back to you. So what does it mean when he gives it back to you? Here you have it. I was shechet papal. Even though he didn't say it in so many words, but by implication, he is testifying that he was shechet papal. Then an Idechot comes later on and he says, no, he saw that the Sheikhet wasn't Sheikhet properly. So we say that the Sheikhet who testified first, so is it had Nemones like Shnai? So it's like Shnai. Then when another Idechot comes and is Makrishim, so we say Dvorov Shalechot Mokim Shnai, so he's not Nemon. So this din is totally machlekes, but apparently the mechaber, not apparently, the mechaber paskins like the marik. Now, there are many rishonim who achilik on the Ritva Shite and on the Rambam Shite. First of all, there is a teisves, there is a teisves in krisis like the marik, and there is a rosh also like the marik. So the mechaber here paskins like the marik. So Idechot Bak Hoshe Laf Glumi, so Vo'eid Atzmei, ואית עצמי מותר לאכל מכאן מכאן לבו ומכל מוקים חקי לפי מה שהוא. So in other words, they eat atzmei, so he's not allowed to eat from this bay because of shavu nafshech tichel yisure. But from the other shrites of the same sheichet, so there, they eat, he's allowed to eat, because after all, we cannot say shavu nafshech tichel yisure in connection with the other shrites of the same sheichet. He only said that this shrite was shalikei. In other words, if we have an umdene that he's telling the truth, so then we should not eat from his shrite, from the sheikh, that the idecho is telling the truth, so then we should not eat from the shrite. All right. Now let us sit down. ביטור הייבי פרייסי וזווחתו כאשר סיביסיכו מלמד שנסתה במי שבעל פה. איקל המידע, מיועד איסה פרידל ודמיסה שבס וכבדה ואין, נצטבו במורו, תכסיב כאשר ציפרו עד ישם הלקחו, ויומר רב יהודה כאשר ציפרו במורו, ואין כאין, מה ישנה, so what is the tour say? That seems in connection with זווחתו. It says, the tour says, So what do you mean kasher tzivisicho? That means bal peh. That is reference to the tzivu bal peh. So the Taz asks, the Gemara says that the Yisroel won its tave and Shabbos and kibudavei bimor prior to Sinai. How do we know? Because in the Aseres Adibres, the Torah says in Eschana, Kasher Tzifcho Ad Hashem Alekecho, in connection with Shabbos and in connection with Kibud Avei. So what means Kasher Tzifcho? That means prior, Kasher Tzifcho Ad Hashem Alekecho, before that. When before that? I mean, this was given in Sinai. So what does it mean before that? Before that means be more. So the Kasher is, how is it that over there, when the Torah says Kasher Tzifcho, we say more. Here, the Torah employs a similar expression. Vizomachto Kasher Tzivisicho. Why don't we say over here too that Yisroel won its tav would be more on Shchite? No, so here, it means Kasher Tzivisicho in the Torah Shebal Pei. Why is it? V'yeish le'im ador, Rashi Pirish Osom, the Mishnah Tehir, Chumash Dvoi, lo'i Moshe ma'atzme lo'i shem elahem. אלא כמו שקיבלו, הוא יוחי זה ומגיד להם. וכל מה שקוסו בדיבריס אחרי ניס, נסחנון, הוא יוקוסו בלוחס. וכי שומע בסינה. So in other words, so that is, even though, I mean, there is a certain variance between the Loshen of the Aseres Adibres in Yisrael and the Loshen of the Aseres Adibres in Mishneh Teireh, but both were inscribed on the Luches. So the on the Luches Rishene, so it was inscribed the way it's mentioned in Yisrael. And the Luches Shnies, so it was inscribed the way it's mentioned in Eschanon. So both were Bisina. So Mimele, this is what Rashi says. So Mimele the Taz says, Vim Kili Kashi Mide. The Vadai Masha Makovish Bokhoi Vinche Barbis Meyo, Vimishne Teiro, Vizovachto Kasha Tzivisicho, Nichalo Niforeish. Alma shelomadim ibar boim yei, acha maim edasinai teiro shebal peh, מה שאין כמי כאשר ציפרו וכיבודה ואין שהוא ביהודה דיברס וכן שומע משמע בסיני לא שזה על כוח ואפשר וכויה ומה שלא מדהים ובעל פה בממיי דאחה זה הויו דאחה זה הויו איסו ממיי על כוח וכך נולימה דיקויה ומו דוקמו you see because with the tzivur or with the posik of Mizobach to Kasha Tzivri Sicho that Moshe said we are this payor so we made the Kasha Tzivri Sicho had reference to the Torah Shebal Peh Masha'in came the Kasha Tzivri Sicho that is mentioned in the Aseres Adibres that was inscribed on the Luches and the sky that Aluches, and even though the Luches Shnies, so the Luches Shnies were given later, I mean, were given on Yom Kippur, not like the Luches Rishenis that were given on Shavuos, but the Gemara says that Shomer Vizocher V'Dibarech Adonai, and the same thing the Gemara says in regard to all the variances, the variations, between the Luchas Rishenis and Luchas Shnias. So in other words, so even when the Aseres Adibres were proclaimed b'ma'amad Kol Yisrael, so they were also proclaimed with both Rishenis, because b'dibur echot ne'emu. So b'meile, when Meisha says in the Dibrish in Eschanon, when Meisha says in the Eschanon, Kasha Tzivisicho, he has reference to something prior to Matan Torah. To something prior to Matan Torah. Masha'inke, when Moshe says, Kasha, Vizovachto Kasha Tzivisicho. So there, that Moshe said, Be'alvis Meyor. So the Mele, then he has reference to the Torah Shabbat. Alright. Kochel Efshalim Adikol Mashal Amadim Ibal Pebim Emyei. Do Achazeo Yisim Emyei. Al Kochel Chuchach Nuleima Dikoy Almo. Dikoy Almo. Afilu Noshe. Keinu Chichu Ateisves Rishchum Nitnam Peri Kol Apsulim Kol Apsulim Sheshoch Tushlos Akshiro Vichosh Yifshom Noshim Vavodim Vitomim Vimikdoshim Tomim Vimikdoshim Vamadim Nosom Daf Lachatkhila Sheikhtim Vikom Amoshim Dehebet Vishim Tomim Vimikdoshim ויומא משום נושם שמאמן נושם אפילו חתחילה וכושר לי ממה שכוס ועתיס וקדושי ואין עבדה וזה לשינו אף אגב לשיר הקשירו בנושם העבודים היי מייבד אבל חתחילה לי עבדה כי הוא מיוחוסי שבישראל עד כאן שני אם כי כושר דיום ומשומו חרומה בפרק הוא אבסור עם בושן נאבד ויש לא ימד ההוא דאבד לב לי יסקו אמרה דיבד למות המנעדין אפילו חתחילה אלו לשום מהירה בהפך מה שישימו או יישום, לכתחילה מנוי מעצמם, כי אם יחוסים, או אם משום חומרי יסיירה, אם מניח לכתחילה כי אם יחוסים. So in other words, anyone who is not a Kohen, is nimna עצמי תושך עם קודשים. But it doesn't mean that it's עושה. There is no יישר, even לכתחילה. Even in קודשי. ועבוד עם ניתור כוסף, עבוד עם משחור, עם איתם ומס יוסף. הוא משוחרר הוא כי ישראל גמור, וצוף כמוהי ועשרוי, בין זה. ומי נראה דבר כי שהוא משוחרר אני כי ישראל גמור מצד עשרוי, שכי מוצינו במדרש ילקוט פרשס החרמייס, וזה לשני, בסייך לכם לרבי סנושים ועבודים משוחרר, הרי לפניך, דעבד משוחרר צורך ריבוי כמו אישו, אם כן על מישנה לחושב כאן, נושים ועבודים יש לימה למשוחרר כמה הרי, ויהיו מצוס מן המפרש ומוק מאחר. In other words, the Bis Yosef, as the Kashe, against the tour, he says, "Im Avodim Shechorim." Avodim Shechorim. So, what kind of a chiddush is it? What kind of a chiddush is it? So he says, "No, it is a chiddush, because we find Viseichachem Rabbis Noshim Avodim Shechorim. Harili Fonecho." The Eved Mishuchar Tzorich Ribuye Kmo Yishu Im Kein Av Mishno De Choshev Ka Noshev Avodim Yesh Lema Adim Shuchorim Komayre Ve Yil Meitzosim Nam Fuj Mokmachim Now, this is very strange. I mean, all right, he mentions the Medrash Yalku Parashas Achreneis, Biseichem, Rabbis Noshim Avodim Shalom, so we have to understand that in itself. I mean, why do we need a posik? Rabbis Avodim Shalom. I mean, every Mishuchah, so it's a gear. So it's possible that the Taz's reference not an Eved Mishuchah, because the Rambam says, Nilchas Yisur Ediyeh, that Kishin Ishtachir O'Eved, Yitztorich Tfilo Shmir. So in other words, when someone becomes an Eved Naini, so he undergoes Geos, Mile and Tfile. But that Mile and Tfile is Lishem Geos of Avos. Then, when the Odin is Mishachir the Eved, so he gives him Ishtar Shichu, so after he gets the Ishtar Shichu, so he requires another tefillah. Why does it require another tefillah? The other tefillah, the answer is because the Rambam says that the Rambam calls the tefillah of Lishem Avdus Miksas Geus, because a Neved is a Yisrael, but he's not a full Yisrael. In other words, so that means that the Geus Lishem Avdus did not endow him with full Kedushas Yisrael. Now, when he becomes Mishuchah, so he has to have another tefillah in order to become endowed with full Kedushas Yisrael. Now, the Shita of the Nebuki Yosef in Gibomes is that the second tefillah, Le'ach HaShichur, is only Midrabanan. But Midraise, he doesn't require tefillah. But most Rishonim hold that Midraise, he requires tefillah. Why? Because the original Mila and tefillah endowed him only with Miktsas Geus. So even after he gets the Shtar Shichu, in order to become a full Ger and to have full Kedushas Yisrael, he has to have a tefillah, another tefillah b'fnei Beis Din. So it's possible that what the Taz means, that Harim Lefonecho Be'Eved Mishucho Tzorich Ribuye Kmo Yisho. So he doesn't mean Eved Mishucho even after he had the second tefillah. Because then he shouldn't say Eved Mishucho, he should say Ger. I mean, he doesn't say Harim Lefonecho Di Ger Tzorich Ribuye. Ger, we know that the Ger is in Israel. He has the full Kedushas Yisrael. He means Eved Mishucher, if he became Nishtacher, and he wasn't tableless yet. So Mimele, he still is lacking the full Kedushas Yisrael. This kind of an Eved Mishucher requires a rib. So this is what the Torah is telling us, that Avodim Mishuchori, who already was Nishtacher, so even though he wasn't tameless yet, so he can share. All right. V'yei sheimrim shein lismich al hachazoke ala b'dievet, avol chathilein lismich al hachazoke mimokin v'yecheilin livar. Now, so we mentioned that there are three shittes of the sheimrim. There is the shita of Rashi and Tesis and the Balamoya, that according to the Rabbonon, who reject Rabbinus and Kimte, so then, lichathile, one who is not a mumche in the sense that we didn't establish that he's a mumche, we didn't test him, so he's allowed to shecht, we don't have to test him. And then there is the shita sagini, that lechatchile we have to test him, but it's all right to postpone the testing till after the shechite, and then there is the shita of the Baloyit or the Yerzerua, that lechatchile we have to shecht him before, we have to test him before the Shechite. But if we didn't test him before the Shechite, so the Eved, we don't have to test him altogether, even if he's available. So there are three shittes. So he says, V'yei sheimrim shein lismech l'chazoke al b'devet, avu lechatchile im lismech l'chazoke b'mokin yichelim libar. He does, or Zerua avachin tzvir Baloyit b'divrei Hatur, Floyd Chayshinon Klau. loy bitkhil loy bisof u li mum khayn lis mi khal bidev u vi du hot a mun mit morgen bitzel shel mum khayn hal dakh ki bidev u svir li bidev a filu dikel loy boy even if he's available so not like the shit is again that if he's available so even in the event which even after shrit we should test אבל דיקל בוי כמו שכוסף עתו בהדים שבליתו וכוש so not right so all the poskim raise the question against the shit of the balito that according to the rabbonon who reject according to the amroim who reject the rabbinis first kinte so lechatchile we are not allowed to let someone who is not established as a mumche to shech, but the evet even if he's available, we don't have to test him. So the question is, the Gemara says, kule ki rabbiner mishne kamre hamre, because rov mitzui mitzel shchite mumche. So bishleime if we say like Rashi the Balamoy of Teisves that according to these amroim. So in Chatchile you are allowed to share. So maybe they cannot explain the Mishnah in accordance with the Kimta of Rabbi. And even if we say like Mishnah is again that the Rosh mentions, so you can also understand, because how does the first Loshim of Rabbine apply the Mishnah? Hakel Sheikhtin Shposen Sheikhtin. So Hakel Mumchim Sheikhtin. So Hakel Mumchim Sheikhtin. Rabino Maroyot, Hakel Shocht, Hakel Mumchi Shocht. Mumchi Wafel Kishim Ozok, Pamen Dvor Mamurim Shei, Beshi Yedea Limil Hashchit, Avel Yedea Beshi Yedea Hashchit, Lo Yishchei, Vim Shochat, Beit Kinesin Yedea Limil Hashchit, אם ידע, בית כניסה, אם ידע לא שחית, אם נראה שאתה עושה, ואם לא עבוס על שאתה עושה. So according to the Balamoyo Shite, according again, in Shite, we understand, as to why the Amoroi, who hold, רוב מצויים זה שחית מומחים, cannot explain the Mishnah that way. But according to the Balito on the Ozoa, that לכתחילה you're not allowed to share, so they could still, so even the Amoroi, who hold that the Emetic is good, and they reject Rabbinis memory, that even the Emet in the Mumche, so it's not good. So they still could explain the Mishnah in accordance with Rabbinis explanation. And what? They would say like this, Hakel Sheikhtin, Hakel Mumchim Sheikh. מונחים ואף על פי שהם מרזוק באמת והם אמורים שיידים בי שידע להם הרים חשחית אבל יידים בי שידע להם הרים חשחית לא ישחית ועם שוחת שחית עושה קשירו נת ועם שוחת בית כנסי so with that difference so why does the Gemara say that I'm going who hold reputation to Mumchim can't explain the Mishnah in accordance with Rabbinis Akimte, and they still could explain in accordance with Rabbinis Akimte, except they will have to make one change. So instead, instead of Vim Shochat Beit Kinesi, Vim Shochat, so Vim Shochat, Shchitos Ekshero. That's the raya of many Rishonim against the Balito Shite and the Ozoa Shite. So this is the kasha. Because the Omer Rabbeinu Mishne Kamel Chatchila Bine Mumchim. We want to show Amroim Maskim Mei Mitam Dei Mitzin Shchide Mumchim Mei. Uf Midas Ozoa Vito Shezocharnu Hoyu Lahaskim Mei. Do Harov Lim Hanel Bidevet. Ve'in Leim Adel Rabbeinu Binam Bidevet Dikei. ואינו סביר עלי, אפילו דבת לבואים דיקה, וחוזה כוס אבגרם וסיוסף, דינדו מסיבתי לרבינה, ובתחיל הזבור loy pligale kosheli im kein leike maslisen goche wie nem hakel schacht in le khatkhile bi yedi she mumche u shtos ok shire koy ayin yedi vi kosha bloy dike. So there'll be a slight difference in the explanation, but it still can be explained in a similar way as Rabbeinu explains it. V'nirali imashmoyis ha-mishnen ve'eved kosha tzorei choyim li'istarif v'izidomo le'isa ha-kosha. Da'ayna le'Rabbeinu tiki ul'shor ha-mroyim u'cholechot v'di'islech v'ozeh chita kaza izboso v'ozeh b'idik le'tzei b'kusis o chita kaza izboso and mumarichon v'lesleitorum Ravasha zekimte is b'idik saki v'neiselei kim v'ya v'suge v'yesh lo zehecha v'loshna ha-mishnen שאומר הכל שוחטי, ושחיתוסו כשאירו, ולושן שחיתוסו מבוי הדיקוי על הניסקה כבור. נדו עצמם, ולושן עוד משניץ משמע, that the same subject, who is the subject in the expression, הכל שוחטי, so is also the subject in the expression, ושחיתוסו כשאירו. Not that in the first expression we have one subject, and in the other expression we have another subject. It's the same subject. So, ואם כן קושי, היך יאמר על עוד המאחד לחתחיל ודבר, אלא על כל כך דיקוי על המיילו שצורך לי הסביעות המהו, ולחתחיל הבינון שהיא ידוע לנו, איסה המיילו, והכן אומר, אם הוא ידע לחתחיל המיילו, אפשר לעבוד עד החכה. ואין רבין אלי שנקם. So then we explain the Mishnah in such a way that it's the same subject in the first expression and in the second expression. For example, according to Rabbi Nesekimti, Hakel Shochti. Hakel Mumchim Shochti. So, who is the subject of Hakel Shochti? Who is the subject? Mumchim. That's the subject. That's the subject. Then, when we say Shchitosom Sheiro, so in other words, so it means, Vim Shochat, and we didn't test him before the Shchite, so we test him after the Shchite. So then, Shritosik, and if he passes the test, he's Yidei L'chashrite, so he's Shritosik Sheir, the Eved, even though we didn't test him before the Shrite. So again, so when does the Mishnah say, according to Rabbeinu Sekimte, the Shritosik Sheir, if the Sheikhet was tested and turned out to be a Mumche, so who is the subject in the expression Shritosik Sheir? Again, Mumche. So it's the same subject. But if you are, but the Amaroyim will say, Rob Bitzuyiz L'Shritim Mumchimei. So that means the Eved, the Shrit is Ksheiro, even without being tested. Even without being tested. So who is the subject? So if we explain it that way, if they will explain it in a similar way, the Mishneh, Hakel Shochtim Ksheiro, Hakel Mumchim Shochtim, Mumchim Avalpi, Shein Murzok. באמת דבר אמורים שידי לך שחיתי, אבל אם ידי לך שחיתי לא איש. ואם שוחתו, אם שוחתו הוא, אין המומחי. So it's a different subject altogether, אין המומחי. Not someone who is verified. So, and from the Roshna the Mishnah is משמע that the same subject who is the subject in the first expression is also the subject in the second expression. And the same thing is true of the other Rekimtes. Of the other Rekimtes. So he says, the V'chei l'chol echot ma'atorutzi, ki gintomi b'mugdoshi, v'chatchi l'tzorich sakin oruch, shol yiga, u'videhved, imei me'lui nagati mehame, afilu b'kotza. So it's the same subject. V'chei l'abai idom ha'akol shochtim, v'afilu kusi, u'vchatchi l'tzorich tikum, yisroel imi l'agabo, ויאמר, החכין, גם בדבד יש לו תיקן על די שחיתך כזייס בוסו, היחת כזייס בוסו, היפלי. So, who is the subject in the second expression according to Abaye? And רובס, או קימטה, the כוסי. So, it's the same subject. וכי קורא אחד לביטיר שלה? And let's say, according to רבשה, זה קימטה. The מומה לטוב. So, again. So, again. So, we are beating the סאקי after the שחיתה. So then it's kosher. So the same subject, the mum of it all. V'im kein kim hanach amroi esviru lom b'devet kosher v'loim tike. But if the amroi, the other amroi would also explain to me, who hold, the amroi who hold, ri b'tzei sh'shchit e mum chimei. So that then it means that the Eved Ibn Mumche, one was not tested in any way. Stam a person, and any Mumche. So the Eved is kosher. So then the subject in Hakol Shochtin is one who was established as a Mumche. The subject in Shudos and Sheiro is one who was not established. Some may is a different subject, and from the Lashon of the Mishnah is Mashma, Hakol Shochtin, and the same person who is Sheikh Mechatchile in certain situations, Shchitos and Sheol Devet. But here, it would be a different subject. So, we can give Mahalach Amroi a sphere, and 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 we can give Mahalach Amroi a sphere. Now, the Ramo says, אבל השיח את עצמו ישנה הרבה שידי לך שחית אהו מומחה עד ששוחד גימו פעומים עד ששוחד גימו פעומים בפני חוכם ומומחה בהלך שחית בפני חוכם ומומחה ברמב״ם, now that's the רמב״ם and the two mentions the Russian רמב״ם but there it says בפני חוכם so ברמב״ם ותור לקוסף ומומחה ונראה דרמו פה ללמדנו דיתרת דינו ולא יסגר ניתל כבולה מן המומחה בשחית הסלחות, רק מחוכב, בלעב הוכה, גם כי הוא ידיע לנסי סייתי, ואיסי נענית לי עם כבולה, מן השוחתי, שאינו מחכומי, בלעב הוכה, לא יופי עם איסי. But the Taz is really saying two things. He just says, ואיסון הנאיקלין כבולה מן השכתים שאינו מחכומים בלהבהוכה ליופי ואיסים. But he also implies something else, which he doesn't spell it out explicitly, but it's implicit. So, in other words, that if someone who is a chochem, when he is a boki b'lchashchite, but he is not himself a boki in the art of shchite, who cannot shecht himself, he shouldn't give Kabbalah either, because he says that the reason is to why. The Ramo mentions a certain word, Avo pishi yedeil cheshchite u mumche, Avo hashich et atzmei. Lo ishchit avo pishi yedeil cheshchite u mumche, Ad sheshochad gimu pomim bifnei chochom u mimche, Beil cheshchite. So in other words, she yedea shu rogil vizori shelo yisalech. So yet, even though the Rambam, it was taken from the Rambam, and the Rambam only mentions Chochom, he doesn't mention